Blog Talk Radio.
Motivational Mondays. Make sure y'all keep it locked. And look out for my new video sermon. It's out now on the site, scholarvmg.com. Show your love and get inspired. You dig? You dig? Bad girls.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your positive and sexy host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. You know, I feel blessed every day. Super duper double on Mondays. You know, Mondays to me is the beginning of the week. It's start over, it's a do over. Even though I'm always blessed with good or bad things that happen in my life, because that's what really, you know, builds my character and allows me to be who I am. On Mondays, it's just a special day for me where I feel a super duper extra power. I guess because I know that you guys are tuning in and you guys are also waiting for some motivation and inspiration. So, you know, I have to boost myself up with a cup of Bustelo coffee and get ready. Get ready to motivate, stay motivated, and be inspired, pass the energy on along, you know what I mean? So a big shout out to all those that are on deck, everybody that's tuning in from everywhere. I want to give a shout out to my worldwide audience. New York City is on deck, Florida, Virginia, New Jersey. And as you guys tune in, I will be shouting you out. Make sure you leave me where you're listening to through the inbox if you want to call in. It's 347-826-7722. If you want to just listen in, because I do have a big just listening audience, you know, you already know I need you to listen because I like to talk. So if you do call in and you don't want to speak and you're just listening through your phone, because you can also do that, when I go to your phone lines and I open your lines, if you don't want to say nothing, please do not hang up. Don't miss the show. Don't miss the blessing. You know, just stay silent. I will get the message if you right away don't say anything, and I will continue to leave you on hold, and you can continue to listen to the show if that's the way that you tune in. It's no problem at all. But I do have to go in the phone line just to check, because sometimes some people do want to say good morning or want to share something great that's happening in their lives, and you know, and that's what the show is about, right? Motivating one another. So I'm going in my phone lines now. 917. Good morning, y'all. With Emma E2K. 917. Okay, no problem. Continue to put you on hold. 301. Good morning, y'all. With Emma E2K. Peace.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Who's this?
Fine, and you?
I'm absolutely all the way great.
That's good. That's very good. I'm first time calling in, so I just wanted to say good morning, and I'll chime in when necessary.
Beautiful. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Shireen. I just met you an hour ago.
Look at that. Look at that. Oh, well, thank you, sis, for tuning in. I appreciate that. That was a quicker response than I expected. Oh, my God. Blessings. Welcome to the show. Good morning. You know, this show is basically about motivating. Motivational Monday. Sometimes I may have a word, but sometimes the caller calls in with something that maybe we needed to hear or a blessing for us. So, how is your morning so far? Is there anything positive that you want to share?
You're talking to me, 301?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm talking to you.
Okay. My morning is going okay. I'm kind of getting ready for work, but you know, I'm above ground and. I have a reasonable amount of good health. I'm in my right mind. So the morning is going absolutely marvelous. And just to share a little bit of my excitement, I have a 20-year-old daughter. And yesterday I woke up to an article in a magazine all about my daughter and an organization that she has down in Atlanta, Georgia for women, you know, and I'm just excited because I can't believe she's doing all this, but, you know, God is good.
God is good, and your parenting is even greater.
Thank you.
Now, can you share a little bit about your daughter? And, you know, because, you know, we can do that. That's motivating and inspiring. Share your daughter's name and, you know, and give me a little history of what she's doing.
My daughter, her name is Ashia Milan Ryan. She's 20 years old. She's a junior at Spelman College. I am, I grew up in the Bronx, and so when I think about where I came from and where my child is, it's unbelievable because you don't hear about a lot of people leaving the Bronx, sending their kids off to school someplace else, and they're doing extremely well. So this is, it's so humbling and so overwhelming at times just to think about where I grew up and where she is. At 20, I was in the Bronx. 20, my daughter's in Atlanta making way, making moves for other women. She has an organization called Beyond Curves, and it's basically an organization to teach women, young girls, how to embrace their beauty, regardless of their flaws, regardless of their past, regardless of any scars, anything that they have that looks and appears negative, trying to take away all the stigma. And she just loves herself, and it radiates, and she... You know, she tries to teach girls, you know, looking at stretch marks and, you know, giving people the history behind stretch marks. Nobody's born with a stretch mark. You have to go through some stuff to get some stretch marks.
Talk about it.
So she just, she's an inspiration to me. She is really, really, really a young lady that is serious about motivating women to not let anything hold you back. She's so, you know, she doesn't rely on anybody. She will make it happen if she has to stay up all night. She just loves to empower girls and women. And I'm proud of that because there's so many girls out here who, you know, they don't know what it means to truly love yourself. You have to love yourself first to love somebody else.
Exactly. I talk about that a lot, you know. I talk about that a lot as, well, you know, you just met me, so you don't know, but everybody that does know me knows I'm a big activist in the women's movement, you know, especially for domestic violence. So, you know, when you're dealing with especially domestic violence victims, that's the first thing that we tap into is them loving themselves again because their self-esteem is so low. That we have to have them love themselves again and to begin again. And sometimes we think it's simple, but it's not. When you're going through so much dilemma, it's so, so difficult, especially the young girls now, you know, their values. And you know, I'm going to get, and it's part of, I'm glad you brought that up because it's part of the topic I'm going to discuss in a little while, which is the family unit. We've lost that. We've lost that in the years. I want to play it safe and say in the last 10, 15 years, it's been less and less of family structure, tradition. Everything is just, you know, with all the single women now head of household because there's no men no more. Whether they, you know, either to prison or the system, it just plays a role with, it doesn't allow them to be the men they need to be for the household. So, but I'm going to get into that a little later, and if you can tune in, then, you know, I'm going to shine on that. But, yeah, it starts with you know, us building our children and putting everything we have because they are our future. And if we don't feed them positive stuff, if we don't show them, if we don't lead by example, because how we expect our children to be leaders and we're not, you know what I mean? So they go by what they see, and it begins at home. So, you know, your daughter's doing great, but I will have to turn that around and salute to you and your husband. You know, she's a product of that. You know what I mean? So that goes back again to the family structure and unit that's so important, you know, that love in the household, that encouragement. So thank you. I salute you.
Thank you.
I look forward to meeting her.
I will make sure that happens. I don't want anyone to think that yes, I am married. Yes, I have a husband. But make no mistake about it, my husband was incarcerated 7 years out of her 20 years living. And so when I tell people that God is real, he's real. Because when you can have a father be missing for 7 years and your child don't even know it, I protected her from that. I shielded her from that because I wanted her to have an image of her father that was positive.
Amen.
So yeah, she doesn't know
what it's
about.
You put your personal differences aside with him, and you remember that at the end of the day, that's still her father. You know, there's still the image of the male, you know, role model in her mind and in her life. So not a lot of, again, not a lot of women do that right away. You know, the first thing they want to do is bash the man. And I'm not going to say sometimes there's no good reason to do that, but either way, that we have a separate relationship with our husbands, our mates, our lovers, our spouse, and our children have separate relationships, and we are not to mix the two, you know, and a lot of women that we mix it, like, okay, he hurt me, so you know what, now I'm going to trash talk about him to my child. That is so wrong, oh, in so many levels. You're hurting the child. You're hurting the child at the end of the day. You know, regardless of whatever, that's still that child's father or mother. And, you know, and again, I mean, it's going to go back to the topic I'm going to discuss later, but that it's all about that. You know, we really have to learn to take our positions, and our hurts are ours. It's not for us to implement it on our children that have nothing to do with nothing. We decided as adults to mix with that other person. It didn't work? Okay, you know, but don't pass it on to your children. Don't let them carry a pain that don't belong to them. Let them do what they need to do, what they came here to do to the, in this world, you know? We have to take that real personal. But yeah. But sis, I appreciate you. I my phone lines are Christmas, so I'm gonna give other people opportunity to speak. But I thank you so much. I'm gonna pause and you continue to listen to the show. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Be blessed.
Thank you.
I'm going into my other line. Again, if you don't want to speak, you just have to stay quiet. I won't force you to speak. I only want to speak to the people that want to speak to me. So 646, good morning, y'all, with ME2K. 646.
What's up, Emma?
What's going
Emma,
on? Who's this? Yes.
You know who's this. You know who's this.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
What's up, baby?
What up, E? What's going on?
What's up, Mama? I'm chilling, relaxing with friends. Hey, listen, I want you to put out there next week, you know, get people my number, my name from my Facebook, and, you know, we're doing a fundraiser because, you know, he's missing a leg and we're trying to get his prosthetic leg, and we've been
first
doing it for already.
Wait, hold on. E, first of all, you have to say where you're calling from because I have people from all over, so, you know. You have to let them.
I'm calling from Florida. From Florida.
Okay. So if you're in Florida, there's a fundraiser that's going to be held for someone that's missing a leg. That's what you said? An arm?
Yes. A leg and an arm.
Okay. And this was due to what? How did he lose his arm and his leg?
Tony, how you lost your leg?
I lost my leg. The ladder. 25 foot.
He was on the ladder doing some work, 25-foot ladder, and he fell off the ladder, and, you know, and he broke his leg, and they had to amputate it.
So
and the other
unable,
one,
he's unable to care for his family appropriately, right? And he,
yes,
he needs another arm and a leg, right? Is that why he needs a prosthetic?
Yes, and the other guy, he had a motorcycle accident on the trailer. The trailer was parked, and it was dark, and the trailer was wrong, and he lost his arm.
Wow. Okay, so you guys are having what kind of fundraiser?
You know, we're having a car wash fundraiser.
Where
I just want.
Where? What date and where?
In Plant City, Florida.
Okay, and where?
Tony, where's going to be the next one?
AutoZone,
Plant City, Jim Redmond.
Okay. Now, if anyone wants, it's in the Florida area, Plant City area, Tampa, Hillsboro, and would like to come out and support this cause at the fundraiser, you can contact me. Make sure you email me to 2kyls@gmail.com, and I'll have all the information. I'll have it posted on my page.
Emma, you know what I could do also? I could give out my number right now, man. It doesn't matter.
No, no, I don't plan that you do that because we don't know, you know, it's a worldwide audience, so we don't give out the numbers. But if anybody that's interested, we'll definitely
right there at all.
I
okay.
The okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thank you. Thanks for calling in. I'm going to keep repeating that information for you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, baby girl. I love you, man.
Welcome. Love you too. Peace. I'm going into my next caller, 813-813. Good morning, y'all. We're MA2K, 813.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Yes, darling, it's your moment to speak if that's what you choose to. 813-458. If not, continue.
Emma, how are you, Monica?
I'm blessed. Who's this?
It's Bernie.
Who? I'm sorry, who?
It's Bernie.
Hi, good morning.
How are you, my love?
I'm always great. Even when I'm not, I'm going to claim it.
That's what's up. Glad to hear it. Just called to wish you a happy Monday.
Thank you. Thank you so
Hoping
much.
Everything's going good. You sound spectacular.
Oh, my God. You know, every time that I start doing the I think about you.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But like I said, I just called in to wish you a great Monday. I hope everything goes well for you today.
Likewise. Likewise
and
as well for you.
We definitely got to get up and, you know, do some drinks. Non-alcoholic,
yes.
Of course.
Yes, of course. Why are we
And just talk.
Yes. I need that. We all need that. You know,
you're right.
Going back to my topic of the day, which is the family unit, you know, that back in the days, and I hate saying that sometimes, but back in the days, it was just more of a family unit that we had, you know, and I'm talking, you know, I'm in my 40s. Sometimes I don't like to admit it, but yeah, I'm in my 40s. And I remember growing up in my neighborhood, it was just about family. And it was families with families, you know, and people really paid attention to what was going on with you and really united. And we kind of have lost that. It's, you know, we've lost that. 10, 15 years back, maybe even more probably. No, I want to say 10, 15 years anyway from what I've noticed. And we've kind of lost that. We're not worried about each other's kids. It's now like, oh, well, that's, you know, that's their problem and I'm not getting involved. And, you know, and it's the don't snitch rule and, you know, don't be in people's business. And slap your kid, they call 911 and they arrest you if you slap the kid. And it's just so much of the government and everything. Body in your business now that it doesn't allow you to be the parents that we had, you know, because back
You're
then
right.
They slapped us. It was not child abuse. It was get your shit together. Slap.
Well,
you know?
And not only that, but you know, back then it was we all took a responsibility in raising each other's kids and not necessarily raising them, but ensuring that they were making the right decisions.
Right.
And I know you read on my Facebook the issue that I had with my daughter just this weekend.
Yes. Can you
hear
that for everyone?
Where I have an 18-year-old, and, of course, she's allowed to date. You know, she drives, and she had been talking with this young man, about 19 years old, so they're about a year difference. and he had been speaking with her, and they, you know, built a rapport on the phone. And she felt very comfortable meeting with him to go out to dinner. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my daughter knows that, you know, she puts everyone that she deals with on Snapchat, so myself and her father know who she's out with.
Good, okay.
And so my daughter calls me about 10:30, and she's heartbroken. And I'm like, Mamita, what's the matter? And she's like, Mom, the guy that I had gone out with, who I really thought was a great guy, she said, we finished dinner, and he's like, you know, let's go ride around Brandon. And she's like, no problem. And so she gets in his car, leaves her vehicle, gets in his car, and he drives to a secluded area, and dude proceeds to unzip his pants. And she's like, oh, hold up. She's like, wait a minute, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I figured we were going to get down. And she's like, hold up, it's not that kind of party. She's like, can I get to know you first? I mean, granted, yes, we've been talking. She said, but it's not that kind of party.
Oh, my God.
And so he was like, really? Like, you're not going to give, you know, you're not going to give me none? And she was like, no, dude, that's not the type of person I am.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you completely got this twisted. And he proceeds to tell her, well, I paid for dinner. So my daughter was like, well, hell, I'll pay you back. She said, that's not a problem. She said, but you need to take me back to my car.
And you know what?
She said they sat in silence.
Yeah, you know what? You know what's scary? The scary part is that that happens so often. And thank God that at least he took her back to the car. Another one would have been like,
you're right.
Get out of my car.
And that's what my husband said. My husband said the same thing. My husband's like, you know what, Bernadette, we can only thank God that it played out the way it did.
It did, absolutely.
He said, because this could have turned truly, truly ugly, and it would have turned within less than 5 minutes.
Yes.
You know, but by the grace of God, thank God that she came home. Granted, she was super hurt, but she got a taste of what's out there.
Right.
And I honestly think that as women, we need to teach our boys that they need to respect women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, AIDS is rampant out here. Herpes is rampant out here. You just don't take the time to find out who your soon-to-be partner is going to be.
Yeah. We shy away from the discussions. That's what I'm saying. Like, back, you know, I'm not going to say when I was a teenager, I was really comfortable speaking with my mom, but, you know, because she was a bit strict, but I did have a village of people that I was able to vibe with, which was older cousins, and, you know, and so they would let me know, listen, and I can ask openly, like, you know, this is going, this is what I'm feeling, should I do this, you know, what do I do in case of that, and I have that, you know, that information. And what my mother did always instill in me, you know, and so I kept my virginity for a long time was because my mother, it always played back in my mind. My mother always used to tell me, what you have is gold. And once you give it up, you can't get that back.
That's right. It's gone.
So she was like, you can walk down the block with your head raised up. You see your friends that are 13, 14 years old that are pregnant with kids. If that's what you want, then, you know, you will be open to
meta la pata. That's right.
If not, you check that and you'll be like, you know what? Not today and not me.
You're right.
You know, and that
you're
kept
right.
me always, like, I always felt so proud about that. Like, I could walk down and be like, yeah, you're a virgin? Yes, I am. I was very proud to wear the virgin badge. Now it's like, oh, my
see,
God.
Now it's a stigma and you are frowned upon for being a virgin.
Yeah. And that's
it's so sad.
It is. And it goes back again to what you're teaching at home and those family values, you know?
You're right.
And,
you're right.
And, you know, there's just some that are lucky and some that are not, but that's why I love the sisterhood that I have, because we're able to reach out to each other. If I have a problem with mine, I can call upon, you know, one of my sisters, and likewise, when they have a situation,
they
speak to each other's kids, and we'll vibe with each other's children, because it's important to create that village so they know it's not, you know, they're not alone. And, you know,
you're
sometimes
right.
I have pictures with my daughter. Me and her may not get along, but I will bring someone in that she can speak to. And then we
That's
can still
right.
get it out. You know what I mean?
You're
you
right. And I'm not going to keep you long. I'm not going to keep you long. But I just do want to say to the moms out there, build a relationship with your daughters. Build a relationship with your son. Open up those lines of communication where they can come to you and feel comfortable enough to say, Mom, this is what's going on. Because then we could take proper precautions to safeguard them. So much
That's
is
true.
Out there. It's so dangerous, but we need to take responsibility for our children. But, Mommy,
Absolutely.
I love you. Besitos.
I love you too.
I have to get back to work, and I wish you
Thank
all the best, my love.
Thank you so much. Listen, please, we do have to catch up before Christmas time.
We will, Mamita, and I'll bring the cookies.
Have a blessed one.
Bye, baby. You too.
Bye.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decision, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, please misunderstood.
They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times. Tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done, but when I
Mondays, baby. Let's do it.
I know you usually don't hear me talk like this, but I got a little game that I want to play. Are you ready?
When I think about you, I think about gifts.
baby, I'm leaning for you, get me high. I can't stop you, feel me right.
Close the door, that old floor. I just want more. I can't get enough of you. What I got in store, it's all of you. I just want more. I can't get enough of you. Close the door, that old floor. I want more. I can't get enough of you. What I got in store, it's all of you.
I think about the way that we make love, the way that you make me sweat, make me want a cigarette, and I ain't no smoking chick, but you got me wanting it, so don't stop.
You make me high.
Right, stomach muscles getting tight, skin so wet, my fingers slide. I'm gonna take you to a place you ain't never been.
Again and again, want you to feel it, baby.
I'm about to handle my business day. Make sure you handle me too.
Mondays with your positive and sexy host, Emma E2K. We have 10 more days to Christmas Eve, 11 more days to Christmas. So if you haven't done your Christmas shopping, I suggest you get on it because the days are passing us by. Shout out to all those that are celebrating a great Christmas with family, friends, loved ones. My condolences to those that won't be experiencing that same thing this year. If you've lost a loved one, you know, this year, you know, but in order to keep their memory alive, you know, you must continue to live your own life, you know. So it's hard for everyone. Not everyone mourns the same, you know. Some people could continue and some people kind of, their lives kind of stop. But as long as you wake up each day, as long as you're able to take a breath, then you need to treat it as what it is, and it's a blessing. You wake up each morning, you have the opportunity to do great things. So do them in memory of people that are not here. Do them for the people that are here. There is a purpose. Everyone's here for a reason, and everyone leaves this world for a reason. What it is, I do not know. You know, but pray on it because prayer definitely changes things. Make sure you follow us through all those social networks. We're Googleable, somos googleable. Go to Google and type in Emma E2K. Type in E2K Worldwide LLC. Type in E2K Magazine. Make sure you type in Lush Radio Online. You know, we are the voice of the people. You know, we're definitely out there wanting to inspire and motivate everyone to do their best, you know, to search for their purpose, because we all have it. We all have a reason to be here. You know, even the ones that are in prison, you know, are teaching us something. There's a lesson there. There's always a lesson everywhere. So do not frown upon the things that happen to you when they're negative, because it's actually a lesson, you know. The sad part is that some people don't learn it, and so it continues to happen. But once you do learn it and you grow from it, then you're able to move on from it. Shout out to all those parents that are active in their children's lives, that make a difference, that push them to excel. It's not easy, especially in this time, in this era. It's so much harder with so much stuff, and the internet plays a major role, because it's a sword, it's a double-edged sword, you know. It's good that it can help in certain things, but in certain things, it brings, it allows, kind of opens the gateway while you're in your own home for predators and all type of negative people to tap into your children through that aspect, you know. So it starts at home. It starts with the family unit and us teaching our children morals and pride and, you know, and the good things that we need to feed them, so when they go out there to the world, you know, they have all this stuff to be able to, all these weapons to be able to pull out when they need to pull them out and fight with, you know. It's so much harder for young minds to get caught up in certain things that they shouldn't. But if we don't prepare them with the right tools, then we have, you know, ourselves to blame. You know, then we have failed them. So please reach out. Even if it's another child that you see that may need a little advice or a nudge, don't be afraid to tell that child, you know, to drop a jewel on them. Because you just never know how you may turn their whole life around or their whole perspective. You know, sometimes, most of the time the kids get rebellious is because they feel no one cares. No one loves them, or no one's there for them, or they have no one on their corner. So we need to always show them, no, you know, you're not alone. That's the ugliest thing to feel, is to feel that you're by yourself, that you're fighting alone. You know, be kind to people. You never know what people or what battle you're dealing with. You just never know. So be kind. A smile, a kind word, a thank you or a please, you know, a yes ma'am or yes sir. Will go a long way. You just don't know. People are fighting their own private demons behind closed doors. And then when they come out, you know, they try to put the face of nothing's going on. And then they go back home and continue to fight that fight. So be kind is my suggestion, my advice for every day. Be kind to others. If you can do something good for someone, even as minute as holding a door, again, a smile, don't cost you nothing. Don't cost you nothing. It don't take but 2 seconds of your life, you know. You're not really making an ultimate sacrifice to smile to somebody to hold the door, but it could be the ultimate for someone, you know, for the person you've held the door for. So think about how you would feel if you're out on the street and someone smiles at you, or someone holds the door, if someone does a kind gesture to you, you know. So make sure you pay it forward. It comes back. That karma, I like to call her my auntie, my TT karma. She is no joke. And what you throw out is definitely what you get back. So what you throw out to the universe, if it's positive, then that's what you're going to get smacked back with. But it also happens if you throw if you spew negativity out to the universe, then don't be asking or wondering why is everything going wrong for you. I mean, it's a no-brainer. So starting today, let's forget about what happened yesterday or last week, but starting today, start throwing out positive energy. Start throwing out positive energy. think positive, walk positive, think, you know, good thoughts, push away those bad thoughts. We all have them, but push them away, you know. Just do it. Do it for yourself, and you'll see the big transformation that your life will do just on having good thoughts. That simple. Love yourself. There's no way you can go around and tell anyone that you love them if you have no love for self. You have to. It's so important for you to love yourself and really feel that love. So when someone genuine comes and tells you that they love you, you receive it just for what that is, you know, for that blessing, for that nurturing love that someone's trying to give you. You can receive it. If you don't love yourself, it's, you know, you're suspect. Oh, why is this person telling me they love me? They really don't love me. That is a mind or a person that don't love themselves. So if you're asking yourself that and someone telling you they love you, then you need, how much love is it you have for yourself that you feel no one else can love you? You know, that's pretty deep. And it's a day-to-day process like anything else. But it all starts with you. It all starts with you and your mind. Shout out to all my queen sisters that are out there doing the work, that are really putting in that time to motivate and empower someone else aside from yourself. I see all my queen sisters out there, you know, traveling and doing what they're supposed to do for others. And it just, you know, my cup runneth over to be part of such grand sisterhood, where I'm surrounded by so many women, so many powerful women that know their purpose in this world, and they're just out there doing what they do. And this is why, you know, this is why we're here, to create this platform to support all the queen sisters and all the kings that are out there doing all these positive stuff, all this positive work. You know, God bless you all. And at the end of the day, just be kind. If nothing else, man, be kind. We have to really make a shift on this negative world just with a little bit of positivity that we can be able to sprinkle. If we all do it, thousands and millions of us do it, there has to be an automatic switch and an automatic change. But, you know, it starts with us as an individual. How badly do we want it, right? And how badly can we make it happen? It's been a blessing. I'm just overwhelmed with the energy that I receive, not only from my listening audience, but just, you know, my Facebook, all my followers, and on Instagram and everything. You guys are just wonderful, so supportive. How can I not want to continue to do what I do? And that's, you know, spread love and energy and great energy as I receive it, you know. They say once you learn, you're supposed to teach. So I'm just trying to give out what I get. I get great energy. I get great positive feedback and all that. So I have to. It's like my duty to be there for all those that that I can help, you know. And I'm just so blessed by it. Shout out again to all those that are really doing the work, my queen sisters. You know, I love you guys. Every time I'm able to reunite with any of my queen sisters worldwide, it's just a blessing. Thank you guys for your support. You guys are beautiful, amazing, strong women that survive the thousand things, you know, because women issues are serious, from not only cancer, but just, you know, menopause and all type of stuff that we get, you know, along the way. And we still have to deal with that. We still have to continue to be queens and mothers and wives and, you know, and the pressure is on, you know. So it's good to create a village of people that understand what we're going through with us, you know, along the way. So blessings to all those that are just trying to make it, man. I know it's difficult. Join me next Monday and every Monday for some Motivational Mondays. you know, I, again, get inspired by you guys. So knowing that you're listening, knowing that you're calling in, and knowing that throw me certain topics for me to, you know, to express myself on. And, again, this everything I say is just my opinion. Everyone is entitled to theirs, and I definitely respect other people's opinion. But because the show is mine, then I will express my thoughts. And I appreciate you tuning in. Listen, this last song I'm going to leave with is goes out to all, a big queen salute to all my queen sisters out there doing the work. You know, this is how I feel about you guys, man. You keep rocking, man. You guys are the best. Peace and blessings.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our life. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Oh, 'cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Hey, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.